Hi, thank you for calling the NEC Baby Formula Lawsuit Helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
Natalia, I have Michael Owens who wishes to file a claim for the NEC. Can you take it from here?
Okay, thank you so much. Hi, Michael. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right. I'll be your intake specialist today. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just ask you a few quick questions here. Did you already get an attorney to help you with filing the claim?
No.
No. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with a law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And was it you or a loved one that was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
It was my son.
Your son. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. How old is he today?
He's 11.
11? Okay. And does he experience any gastrointestinal issues today?
Today was a good day for him. Not too bad.
Not too bad. Okay. All right. Can you describe any ongoing issues that he's had since the NEC?
He's had like stomach pains, vomiting, like kind of like a greenish color. He's got like blood in his poop sometimes, and he has like breathing issues.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry about that. Okay. Let me make some notes here. Blood and stools. Okay. All right. And do you have medical records that would show the diagnosis and the injuries?
The doctor has them.
Okay. So you're able to request them?
I guess, yeah.
Yep. Okay. All right. No problem. Okay. 1 second. Hold on. When was the date of the diagnosis?
The date of the diagnosis. I think it was around like the first week of September of 2013.
First week of September. Okay. When was he born? What was his date of birth?
His date of birth is August 16th of 2013.
August 16th of 2013?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you think he was diagnosed the first, the first week of September, right?
September. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so would it be accurate to put September 1st of 2013, to the best of your knowledge?
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay that it's a good estimate. Once they pull medical records, they'll compare and they'll look at the correct date. They just want to know around, you know, what time. Okay, so I'll put that. And then was your son diagnosed with NEC before or after being given baby formula?
After the baby formula.
After, okay. Was he fed baby formula inside the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when he was diagnosed with NEC, was it while he was still in the hospital or did you go home and then come back?
No, he was still in the hospital.
Still in the hospital. Okay. All right. And then he was fed baby formula in the hospital. So was he diagnosed within 7 days or after 7 days from being fed formula?
After 7 days.
Okay. After seven. Okay. And what is the name of the hospital where he was born?
He was born at St. Joseph.
St. Joseph.
Providence.
Uh-huh.
Well, Providence St. Joseph Medical Center.
Providence St. Joseph, okay. And what city is that located?
That's Burbank.
Burbank, okay. Okay, and do you know the address by any chance?
501 South Buena Vista Street, Burbank, California, 91505.
Okay, 91505, perfect. Okay, and was he diagnosed in the same hospital where he was born, or was he transferred somewhere else?
No, same hospital.
Same hospital, okay. And what brand of baby formula was he fed?
What brand? I believe it was called, what was the name of that thing? NeoSure.
Was it NeoSure? Okay, so the Similac NeoSure. Okay, all right. So let me see here. Okay, and then you are the father, filing on his behalf today?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Do you have authority to sign on his behalf, meaning is your name on the birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay, and are you a resident of the United States? Okay, perfect. Do you know how many weeks pregnant his mother was when he was born?
How many weeks? Like 31.
31 weeks. Okay. So he was born premature, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So he turned 11 years old this year? Okay. All right. Perfect. 11. Can you provide a birth certificate if needed?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then besides your son, was there anybody else that was diagnosed with NEC after using baby formula?
No.
No, okay. And can you confirm the gender of your child?
Male.
Male, okay. And what is his full name? Can you spell it for me?
Christopher KRISTAFOR, middle initial M. Owens, Owens.
Owens. Okay. And then just to verify one more time, Christopher, that's KRISTAFOR.
Yes.
Okay. That's probably my favorite spelling so far. I
His
love that.
mother's name is Krista. His
Krista.
mother's
Okay.
name is Kr and my name is Michael, so we did Christopher Michael.
That's awesome. I love that.
Thank you.
And do you happen to know the last four of his social?
1956.
1956. Okay, perfect. And then we have you, the father, Michael Owens. Do you have a middle initial?
No.
No. Okay. Any suffix? Senior, junior?
No.
No. Okay. And okay, you are the parent. What is your date of birth?
January 5th, 1971.
January 5th, 71. Okay, and the last four of your social?
8237.
8237. Okay, and then I do have an email here. I just want to make sure it's the right one. I have generalg.owens@gmail.com. Okay, and then phone number 818-272-0918. Is that a cell phone number?
0908.
0908. Yes, perfect. Okay. And that's a cell phone or a landline?
Cell phone.
Cell phone. Okay, perfect. Are you able to open text messages and email through your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. The reason why I'm asking is it looks like we're going to move forward here. When we're done with the questions, I'll send you a document to sign electronically. It's the retainer agreement, so the attorneys have permission to work on the case, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. And what is your full mailing address?
5807 Topanga Canyon Boulevard, apartment I as in Isaac, 201, Woodland Hills, California, 91367.
Okay. I'm sorry, can you repeat the apartment number one more time?
I as in Isaac, 201.
201. Okay. Woodland Hills is a city?
Yes.
Okay. Woodland Hills, California. Okay. And then can you provide the mother's full name?
Krista. KRISTA Owens, Owens.
Owens. Okay, perfect. And do you know if there was any issues during pregnancy? Anything like hypertensive disease, delayed cord clamping, placental insufficiency, tobacco or drug use, or HIV?
No.
Okay, none of the above. And then your child was born in the state of California, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And was he diagnosed while being in the NICU or the NICU?
Say that again.
Was Christopher diagnosed while being in the NICU or the NICU?
I guess the NICU.
Okay. When was he discharged?
When was he discharged? When was he discharged? Let me think about that one. When was he discharged? Oh, I think it was like the 3rd week of October.
Third week of October. Okay. So
Yeah.
let me pull up a calendar really quick.
Yeah, I
It
know that
was.
because it was right before Halloween.
Oh, okay. Right before Halloween. 2013. Okay. Okay. Would it be accurate to put October? You said, sorry, the last week of October or the third week?
The 3rd week, like maybe like the 17th or 18th, something like that.
17 or 18. Okay, so I'll put that October 17 of 2013. Okay. Was he in the NICU right after he was born or after he was diagnosed?
After he was diagnosed.
After he was diagnosed. Okay. So let me see here. So from the time he was diagnosed, which was September 1st, around September 1st, 2013. Okay, and then he was born in August, right? Okay. And do you know his birth weight?
Was like, ooh, I think 3 pounds, 2 ounces.
3 pounds, 2 ounces. Okay. All right. And was he breastfed before the baby formula or just baby formula?
Just baby formula.
Just baby formula. Okay. And then when did he stop using the baby formula?
Oh, shoot. Probably about, I think about 15 days after using it.
After using it? Okay. So that was 15 days. So you stopped after he was diagnosed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And he was fed the baby formula inside the hospital, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then what were the symptoms again? I know you mentioned green vomit, bloody stools, and what else?
Yeah, green vomit, bloody stool. He had breathing problems, and he had some stomach pain.
Okay. Stomach pain, breathing problems. And then, sorry, I think I asked you before, but one more time, did you have a copy of the medical records with you?
No, I don't have the copy.
No. Okay, so you have to request them. And then what treatments or procedures did he go undergo because of NEC? Was there any antibiotics, blood transfusions, surgeries?
Just well, obviously, we stopped using the formula, and then he administers some vitamins, nutrients, extra oxygen, and he had to perform a surgery.
Okay.